You know what time it is. It's Ratchet People 2. Yeah. So I got some shit for you all today. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do the couples retreat first. Because, you know, it was like all of that and a bag of grits. Because everybody got a piece and got to experience what their bag was really like. You know what I'm saying? So let's get this shit popping. Because, you know, we going to keep it real. And we also, you know, make sure y'all don't forget AWRPtalk.com. That's our website. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do the Scramble Boy for you again. You can always lean on him. And the letters are WBTRLHISLIE. So let's get it. You know what time it is. We about to hit you with all the ratchet people talk. All of the things that you want to talk about, but you can't talk about. Because don't nobody ever understand what you're talking about. So we're going to start it off with the couples retreat. You know. So, the first one we're going to hit is the Yandy's Couple Retreat, you know what I'm saying? And the first ones that I want to get into is going to be Yandy and Mandisi's. It's amazing that, you know what I'm saying, we can hold a nigga down. We can watch this nigga's kids, raise these nigga's kids, you know what I'm saying? When this nigga locked up, we can make all the motherfucking bread, you know what I'm saying? Bring in the motherfucking checks. But at the end of the day, we don't even know if you gangster enough to do that shit for us. Like they say, you don't find many papooses, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you got your good one. Make sure you hold on to that one. So, our next couple we gonna talk about, cause we gonna move through these motherfuckers real goddamn quickly, because at the end of the day, I don't understand. Alright, so the next one we gonna talk about is going to be Michael Blackson and his girlfriend, okay? So, you entered into this relationship understanding that your nigga was gonna want to fuck other motherfucking bitches. You was cool with it. So now all of a sudden you wanna calm ass relationship. Ha ha! Don't work like that. You fucking a nigga and you ain't fucking none of these lame ass motherfuckers you been fucking. You know what I'm saying? That nigga told you he was gonna sleep around on you. And you accepted it. So he didn't take your choice from you. So I don't understand why y'all even there. Y'all a waste of time up in the game, okay? So our next one is going to be Kurt and Rashida. They've been going big in motherfucking for like trillions of motherfucking years. This nigga done had a whole baby on you. You done took his nigga back. Like, this nigga done did all kind of stuff to you. He done cheated on you. Not only having a baby, but you know what I'm saying? This nigga done did all kind of shit to you. Like, the whole time. So now you surprised that he feel like he's stuck. Shit, I feel like we stuck with this conversation, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we gonna move on. So our next one is gonna be the most pussy ass nigga that I ever met. Let's say hey to Ray J. Hello, Ray J, you pussy ass nigga. We talking about you. Alright, so this was then nah. You know how you be so irritated about some shit, you stutter. Yeah, that's where we at with this nigga right here. So everything that Princess said that nigga did. Like, you tell that nigga something, like, nigga, you need some therapy. You need some release, my nigga. I don't know if you just need a bomb-ass bitch to sit on your deep, but we gotta make something happen, because you is not representing for the niggas out here, okay? You looking like a whole little-ass bitch with the pussy in her thing. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna move on, because we sure got a lot to cover within the time frame that we have. But we are going to introduce again the AWRPtalk.com. Make sure you check out the website. And also, make sure you do the Scramble Board. So I need all of y'all to listen up, because this is a major, major issue for me. I felt kind of offended on the Atlanta Housewives when they did the second reunion, and Kenya had the nerve. Like, bruh, who the fuck you think you is? All right, so now, this bitch had the nerve to say you brought a dick in a box, but you didn't bring your kids. First of all, if you knew they was bringing a dick in a box, dick in a box, dick in a box, hey, dick in a box, hey, dick in a box, hey, dick in a box, dick in a box, hey. So, you know what I'm saying? I knew, you know what I'm saying? It's just a TV show, so somebody knew other than Candy that there was a dick in a box coming. Okay? As you notice, Portia said, "I don't think it's him." But she was for real with that, because she said, "On some dick now, you know. We ain't supposed to tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna tell it on Ratchet Talk." So, you know what I'm saying? So, Kenya trying to be Miss Investigator. Girl, sit your motherfucking ratchet ass down, because you're the ratchet ass. You know what? We're going to start picking a ratchet ass motherfucking person for the week. And you know, our weekly ratchet ass person, I think is going to, that award goes out to Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore, if you're listening, bitch, you just won a goddamn award for being the pettiest, ignorant, and dumbest ass bitch that I've ever goddamn watched on television. That wanna think that she's so goddamn smart. Well, goddamn it, Karen, you get your goddamn wings. You can fly now. Do apologize about that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Had to go a little country right on you real quick. But you know, we back. So we giving our petty award to Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore, you come and grab your petty award. It ain't nothing but a goddamn cup of goddamn. You ain't even worth, you worth Taka Vodka. We go. You claim your award. It's a shot of Taka Vodka. Okay? So, all right, we moving on. We moving on, because that was, you know, you whenever you come for Candy, girl, you didn't come for ratchet people talk, because, you know, we fucks with motherfucking Candy and Portia. Those are our girls. Well, those my girls. I don't know about anybody else. You know, maybe Kenya is y'all's favorite, you know? And if she is, then bitch, you want a goddamn Karen Award too, my motherfucker. Goddamn Karen Awards are going out to everybody. Anybody can get one. So, oh, I'm sorry. We're gonna move on. Almost got sidetracked there, you know what I'm saying? Because ratchet people got to talk about ratchet ass people, you know? But she's a ratchet, and I understand, bitch, you got money. You got money, but you're still ratchet as hell. Okay. So, Ratchet Award goes out to Kenya Moore. We're going to move on a little bit to our next topic, which is going to be our mother freaking Married to Medicine. I know all of y'all done got the link on this one, you know what I'm saying? So now people think they husband's cheating because they turning 50 or whatever. He hitting a midlife crisis. First of all, we just gonna need you to bring it all the way down, okay? Because you not even ratchet like that. You was in the military. That's the only reason you know how to shoot a weapon. So we're going to need you to bring your ratchetness all the way down. You have gotten your ratchet card pulled. And we are talking about no other than motherfucking LaToya. Okay. I don't know about you, but I don't do LaToya. I don't do her well. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, you bougie and ghetto for no reason. And then you the best of the bougie and ghetto. You know what I'm saying? But I understand you got to get your money however you can, and sitting on that fat dick make you do it. You know what I'm saying? But I understand. Who am I to judge? I just ratchet people through it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all check out that doggone website. It's going to be awrptalk.com. You know what it is. And we still going to hit these stimmy checks. You know what I'm saying? Because from what I hear, we supposed to be getting another one. And you know ratchet people love, a stimulus check. We're going to go buy some more television. Oh, we go. Oh, my goodness. Let me pay my insurance. Oh, I ain't going to pay my insurance up for the year. Oh, no, ma'am. I gonna go buy my kids that new Xbox One. Oh, no, no, we getting the PlayStation 5. Now we getting the Xbox One. Now we getting the PlayStation 5. Now we getting the Xbox One. Oh, okay. Well, why y'all out ratchetly spending y'all motherfucking stimulus checks? I'm gonna be paying my rent up until I leave this bitch. So, you know what I'm saying? We gonna hit you off with some old shit from our motherfucking news of all news, you know what I'm saying? And then we are gonna absolutely jump into all of what you've been waiting for is the loving hip hop New York. Now, these some crazy ass white bitches. When I tell you, you got two Karens in the group, my nigga. Like, it's like ridiculous. And then they always talking that, ooh, Lord, let me not get started with these ladies, okay? And you know what? And I don't know none of their names because they're white women. That's why I don't know their names. But you know what I'm saying? They ratchet. They get a spot in our goddamn category, too. Because ratchet don't have a color, baby. Not up in here. So, these is the most ratchetest bitches I ever seen in my life. These motherfuckers be fighting. Marsha, yes. You gotta say it. It's only right that you get a paper what they need, okay? Did y'all see these motherfuckers pulling hair? Did you see the girl almost motherfucking get her ass burnt up? Could even, bruh, this is what happened when you go to a white party and they get drunk. It ratchet people are a word. Ratchet people are a word. I'm telling you, you gotta check it out. If you're not checking out the goddamn New York Housewives, you gotta check out the Housewives of New York. Check it out. Platoma, they are freaking awesome. You know what I'm saying? It allows us to see how ratchet also the our other competitors are. Oh my goodness. And I love it. So, we're going to kick off our next one. Our next one is just fucking. Okay. God damn it. What did I say last week? Just fucking. You know what I'm saying? Shit. My goddamn job just fired me. Shit, let me get the PPP loan. Just fucking. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We're getting this another stimulus check. We're going to just fucking. You know what I'm saying? We're going to ride slow. And we just going to fuck it. Okay. So things that we can't goddamn control, we gonna say what? Just fuck it. Another one we gonna do is a lie don't care who tell it, long that hoe get told. Every time somebody lie to you, I want you to say that too. Okay? Say it with me today, you know what I'm saying? A lie don't care who tell it, long as that bitch get told. Okay? A lie don't care who tell it, long as that bitch get some recognition. Recognition, it don't curve. So we gonna move on, you know what I'm saying? Because we done hit the stimulus, and y'all know I got to go back to the boat love. You know what I'm saying? So, you know they are trying to hold out the secrets from what happened. But from what we see now, it was Portia. You know, it was Portia. She sat on that dick. She said, make it split. That nigga touched her guts and her heart at the same goddamn time. Okay, so the other one, if y'all ain't noticed, this bitch ain't been on the show since that shit aired. So we want to, give shots out to, also Awesome. And y'all know, you know, they say that Tanya and Portia had a thing going on. Hey, had a thing going on. Hey, hey, hey. But you know, that ain't for me to tell, you know what I'm saying? Because everything that happens in a door, guess what it does? It comes out in a light. And I totally understand, because I wouldn't want to be Tanya either if I had a whole boyfriend. But then, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out why she was so timid and went home. At the end of the day, if anything they say it happened with you was with Portia. I know your man shouldn't be that jealous where he can't let you eat a little pussy, you know? eat a little pussy from the pussy in the back. Hey. But you know, I ain't the one to put nobody business out there or whatever. But you know, that's how we gonna kick it today when it comes to this bachelorette party. Cause you know, it just made me suspicious myself on what was going on, especially when they wanted to cover up all the cameras. Oh, so we can't see what's going on. Cool. Don't worry. Y'all got investigating Kenya motherfucking Karen ass off up in that bitch. She gonna tear her thing. You best believe it. Because she wanna have some bullets to throw at people. And she's willing to throw them. So you better watch yourself, Portia. And you better watch yourself, Tanya. Because they gonna come for you for everything they got. And you know what? It ain't gonna be funny. But you know, we gonna move on to our other subject and topic of the night. Make sure you go to that awrpbabytalk.com. Make sure you hit that up. You can go to ratchetpeopletalk@gmail.com. That's where you can hit me with all your questions, all your comments, anything that you want to have to say to me, good or bad. I'll take it, boo. But let me tell you something. I love hate mail. You know what I'm saying? It just, you know, it get me off faster. But we ain't gonna talk about what get me off. Okay? Okay? Because this stimulus check gonna get me off too. But, alright, but we, like I said, we ain't talking about what get me off. You know what I'm saying? We gonna talk about what get these other motherfuckers off to make them go and spread all their business. So, y'all, I hope y'all know that Black Ink is back out in a Blank Ink is what we're also going to be adding to our Ratchet People Talk, because y'all know they got some real ratchet ass people on that bitch, but we love them to death. We support all of the shows that we talk about on this podcast, and I just want y'all to know that everything is good in the hood. I also want y'all to realize and make sure that y'all clicking on those links, going to the website, get this information out, because you know, we be popping or whatever. But, so, when we bring this to a close today, you know what I'm saying? I just want all of y'all to know that you are blessed, and when shit come your way that you can't handle, just say, fuck it. Fuck it. You ain't got to deal with that shit. Let that shit roll off. Go play with your pussy, jack your dick, you know, whatever you do. Decorum yourself in a emergency time of need. You go do that, and y'all check in with me later. I love y'all. Have a great night, and enjoy!